I just want to finish up today from this packet of sources, but, more of a sheer clothing on the topic of Marasayim. We'll bring it back, of course, to the issue of Basar Chalav, specifically using part of milk, part of cream, part of ice cream, and so on after flesh, which is very, very common today, and why that is not necessarily an issue of Marasayim. We started yesterday, it says here in Siv Gimel, the Ramon mentions that people would make milk out of almond milk. I guess they say the same thing about soy milk or other types of milk, which we call milk, and they would have the chicken together with it. The Ramon says it's perfectly okay. You don't have to do anything because it's not milk, really, and chicken's only also darbonon with regular cholov anyhow. So Ramon says you don't have to worry about it and do anything you want. You can eat the chicken with milk. We mentioned yesterday, Marshal said that was a shtick that people used to on Purim. The Yom Shoshana, people on Purim used to have chicken with milk. Almond milk, obviously. He suggested that the Amshul Shlomo, you still have to have some type of hekher. Ramon does not require it, but Ramon does say that if you're having Bsar Behema with Cholov Shkedim, then you do have to have some kind of a hekher to take care of the Marasayim problem. So we pointed out, and then he tells you to take a look what it says Linyan Dam back in Sanachov, which we discussed yesterday. And we saw there that Rabbi Akiva Eger, there that talks about Dam Dogim, which is absolutely mutter. There's no issue of Achilas Dam with regard to Dam Dogim. Nonetheless, there's a concern of Marasayim. You're going to have a bowl full of Dam. Again, I mentioned yesterday, it's not that appetizing for us, but you should have the kaskasim, the scales that indicate that clearly there comes from the fish. So Rabbi Akiva Eger there pointed out a couple of things. We have that back number. It was a 13, and Simon Samachov Siftaz and Kiva Eger there, and it was done. I pointed out that it seems from that the sugya that the kaskasim had to be more organically connected to the dam, right? Whereas by us, it just said the Ramos said just put the almonds next to where the milk is, or if you have a carton or something that says almond milk, so it's clear it didn't have to be organically connected. That's one thing that Rabbi Akiva Eger pointed out. And he also pointed out that Lechora, if you have dam that's also only darbonon to begin with, dam shabishu, okay, dam which is cooked, there's only also darbonon to begin with, there's no darais at all. So according to the Ramah, the Ramah would seem to say that, again, first of all, it seems Rabbi Akiva Eger, Eitzel next to, Ramah implied that Eitzel is next to, right? And the other thing is that dam is only also darbonon, dam shabishu, then it should be also, without the kashkashim. And it doesn't exactly look like that so much in the city over there. So that's what Akiva Eger pointed out. So I just want to go right there and that. Again, this is more of a general type of shear. But to look at this issue of Marasayim and address the issue of Akiva Eger and maybe point out the different types of Marasayim. And that really is going to lead us to Halacha Lamaisa in terms of, Basar B'Cholov issues. There is a sugya in Kulin, that's what we're up to in the 28. There's a sugya in Chulin daf ayin dalam al kol of the ayin dalam beis. The Mishnah begins by introducing us to a principle called the Ben Pakua. You know what a Ben Pakua is, right? The Mishnah says a shochet es habehema, you shecht an animal, a female animal, like a regular cow, whatever. The motzo bo ben shmona, if you found a fetus inside, a calf was developing inside. Ben shmona, if it's only 8 months, it's not fully developed, it's only 8 months alone, whatever, it's not fully developed. Whether it's chai or mace, whether it's a living or dead, or ben tisha, if you find it even fully developed, but it died inside the mother's belly. So then koro, okay, koro, you could just slaughter it with a knife or whatever. It doesn't have to be shkita. Koro, not through shkita. That's what Rashi explains on Ayin Daman Aleph. Why not? Koro, she ain't so shkita. Right? Because it's really just at that point, it's only considered to be an extension of the meat of the mother. So it does, you shechted the mother properly. So then that meat of the fetus inside, the baby calf inside, is considered to be nitarai, the shkita of the mother. Okay, koro. So koro just means to tear it apart. You can cut it up any way you which want. It doesn't have to be a halachic shkita. Motzi is dam. You got to get rid of the dam. Yeah, okay. The dam is a dam anywhere in the animal's also. So the dam in the fetus is also also. Rashi points out, motzi is dam. The chelba who the mutter. We'll see later. The chelab inside is mutter. Okay, the chelab of this developed or underdeveloped, whatever this feed is, the chelab inside there, that's mutter, that chelab is mutter. Okay, why? Rashi explains, because chelab the mutter, it's not a come on, my chelab is there, clear, so I'm going to mutter, I've called mutter, klaushil. Bottom line is chelab has to be in a specific place. The only chelab that's also is the chelab in a specific place of the animal. this chelev is in a different part of the meat. Let's say you have chelev in the head, and if I have chelev in the foot of the animal, that would not be aser. So here, finding it inside the fetus is not aser. Okay, that's a din of chelev. Okay, I will damo lo garmi damo ivarim, but blood is also all over. Anywhere in the limbs, anywhere you find blood in the animal, the blood is also. So therefore, the blood in the fetus is also. Is it clear? Anyway, that's the Gemara. But then that's the Mishnah. But then the Mishnah continues. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Motza ben tisha chai. What if the calf inside was alive and was fully developed? The mother is about to give birth. Okay, and maton, then it says ton shchita. Okay, Rameir is Rameir. And then you have to shech. If you want to eat the meat from that baby calf that they found inside, then you have to shech the baby calf. And also b'chayim, but also is b'no. Okay, there's another din in the Torah. You're not supposed to shech the animal's mother the same day. Okay, that's a side point. Divrei Rameir. V'chachamim omrim shchitas imo mitaroso. The Chachamim say, no, they disagree. They said, even in this case, the shchita of the mother is mitar. You can kill that baby calf, you know, any way you want. You can stun it or whatever you want to do, and you can eat the meat, even then it does not need shchita. That's the Mishnah, the bottom line, Dalam and Aleph in Chulin. Rameir says, Ton shchita, why? The Chadosh of Garmel Shavi Behema. Okay, the fact that it reached its full term, the months that it was developing, means it's considered a behemah ban benafshe. It's only independent entity. So if you want to eat it, you have to shecht it like anything else. Okay, below is rabbi, we call behemah tochel. We'll see the rebus of Rabbanan. Chadoshim bilei dekarmi. Rabbanan say, no, what renders something into a behemah is both that it's fully, you know, it's full term, so to speak. It had all its month of gestation, and that it actually was born, actually was physically born. This animal was physically born, right? You shechted the mother, you found it inside. So the Rabbanan say, that's not enough. Okay, and that's the machlokes with Meir and Rabbanan. All right? That's based on a rebu from a pasuk, which we'll see momentarily. And of course, it's chayav also. So, no, you can't say kill that fetus the same day as the mother. That's Omer. Continues the Mishnah on Ayin Dalam Beis. Reb Shimon Shizuri Omer, Afilo ben chamesh shanim b'chorish pasada shchitas im matar. So the Reb Shimon Shizuri, building on what the Chacham said, that the shchita of the mother is matar. Reb Shimon Shizuri takes this step further and says, even if it's years later, right? This calf now grew up, it's 5 years old, running around in the field. Okay, shchitas ima metaroso. Okay, shchitas ima metaroso. You can kill that animal, eat it anyway, even without shchita, years later. Right, it does not need shchita. That's the shchita of Shimon Shizuri. Okay, but then of course, on the flip side, the Mishnah says koro motzabo ben teschai. Let's say you didn't shech the mother. The mother died some other way, not through a proper shchita. And now, motzo beben teschai, then inside they found that they cut up the animal. It wasn't shechted. The mother animal was not shechted. It died some other way. Okay? And now you cut it open and you found the ben teschai inside. So then, of course, ton shchita, l'fishal nishchata imo. You can't say it doesn't need shchita then. There was no shchita on the mother. So then the fetus would need shchita. Okay? So that's the Mishnah in Chulin. Good. Rashi explained the Shem Shizuri. Now the Rashi tells right away Shem Shizuri, the Gemara Parcha and the Tanakhama. What's he saying is different? The Tanakhama said that already. Tanakhama said that the Chachamim Omer Shchita Skim Metarosel. So what does Shem Shizuri get? Even 5 years later, okay, Shchayach. I mean, that's the same thing. The mother, the Shchita, the mother works for the fetus also. That's called the Ben Pakua, right? But okay, the Gemara will discuss it. And the last case, the Mishnah, you never shechted the mother to begin with. The mother died some other way. Then you found the fetus inside. Then, if you want to eat the fetus, if it's its own behemah, then you have to. It's already developed and it's you know, it's alive. So then you have to shecht it properly. Okay, where does all this come from? Where does this heter, so to speak, this ben parkua heter come from? This idea that the shechita of the mother counts for the fetus as well. The Torah from a pasuk in Parshas Re'i, the Rav Perek Gadol pasuk Vav 31, b'chol behemah. Right, we know that in the two places in the Torah where the physical simonim of an animal are presented, right, is the in Parsha Shmini and also in Parsha Re'eh more briefly. So in the Parsha Re'eh it says b'chol behema, mafresis parsa v'shosah shesa stei prosos, right, it has split hooves and malas gera, you know, it chooses cud. Ba behema osa tochelu. So I have a second word, Babahema. Rashi wonders over there in Chumash, Rashi Chumash, in Parshas Re'eh, so it's 32 or even Babahema. Mashma Mashanimtza Babahema, right? It says Babahema implies anything you found in the behema. It's not the Pasha plot in the Pasha, but the Drasha, right? Another layer of interpretation is Babahema, that which is inside. Remember that we have a Drasha like similar in Parshas Noach, right? It says, Shofech dam ha'adam, ba'adam dam ha'shofech, right? Shofech dam ha'adam kama, if you spill the blood of a person, ba'adam dam ha'shofech. The Chazal of Adrasa, Josh says, Shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam. You kill it, boy, that's the abortion question, right? Shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam. You kill a person in a person. What's a person in a person? Means a baby in his mother's belly. Okay, I'm not going to the abortion question now, but that's one of the sources. That dam ha'adam ba'adam. Here also, it says, v'chol behema, ba behema, osot achelu. Any behema inside another behema, what does that have to be? Have a behema inside another behema? Right? That means a fetus inside the mother, then osot achelu, allowed to eat it. The only question is, what's the machlokas? Okay, well, machlokas is whether the machlokas or mayan chachamim is this fetus labeled a behemoth yet? Okay, and Chacham says it's not unless it actually came out. You need both that it completed its gestation, you know, it's had the requisite number of months that it's labeled a behemoth, and it has to come out. And he says no, the other way. Okay, anyway, that's the supposed comparison. And the Gemara Chul earlier on Samach Tes and Aleph. The Gemara says, "Chotech mover, ma'aron." The Chesiva chol behema pres b'chazav ba'behema, behema ba behema. In other words, you look in the pasuk in 4:31. You can just disregard the middle words for this Joshua. Bechol behema. Okay, parenthesis, my friend says, "Parsim shosash says to say prosim alger." Close parenthesis. Ba behema. You read it. Bechol behema ba behema osnot tochel. That's the Joshua. The rabbis as havlad. Okay, and that's what Rashi explains in some of Testament Al Machul in 34. Shadja behema the reisha, behema the sefer. The word behema in the beginning of the pasuk is linked to the word behema in the end of the pasuk to mean behema ba behema. Drush hachi behema hanimtzas behema tochel. Yep, so that's the din over there. So now the Gemara asks, as we said, on Ayin Hamad Beis. That Mishnah was on Ayin Dalam Beis, the Lord Ayin Hamad Aleph. So the Sugya later on. Gets to the following question, which Rashi foreshadowed, right? Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer, he said even years later, right? Even if it's years later, this animal, which was found inside the mother, they didn't shecht it that day. They left it. They couldn't shecht it that day because also it's been all. But they left it alone, and now it grew up, and it's in the corral together with all the other animals, right, on the farm. So Shimon Shazuri says, even then, you want to decide you want to shecht it, you want to eat it, you don't have to shecht it. So the Gemara says, Hanu Tanakama. So the right there, that's what Tanakama said, that the mother's shchita takes care, the shchita, the proper shchita of the mother takes care of this fetus also, even when it grows up and no longer a fetus. And now it's a full-grown animal, 5 years old or whatever, was already considered to be shechted because of the mother's shchita. You don't have to do an actual shchita. So that's what the Tanakama says. The more answers, Amar Kana, no, hifris agabe karki kibinayim. Now the Chachamim only seemed to say at that point, okay, if you shechted it right away, but hifris agabe karka, once it literally stepped on ground, right? If you shechted the mother and you found the fetus right inside, I want to eat it right away, you can cut it up. You don't need shechita. But if hifris agabe karka, if it already became ran around, it stepped on the ground, you follow the chiluk. That's if shem shazuri is mekel lechacham or not. The chacham seemed to say it's only if you. It's only if you would you want to eat the fetus right away. I'll call it a fetus, not a fetus. It's already born. I'm saying it's the blood. If you want to eat the kif, you want to eat the kif right away. So then, okay, then you can say it was included in the shechita of the mother. But if the kif stepped on the ground, if it's a kabe karka, and so on, became like a regular animal, then you can't. Why? What's the sorat to be mechalik? What's the sort of mechalik? So Rashi explains. Hifris means amrin al parsosim, right? It's tarp on its own 2 feet. Well, it's on 4 feet. Okay. And, you know, it's moved around, right? Latanakama, Kevin Shaholach, Ton Shchita Midrabanan. Rashi tells us even the Tanakama, the Chachamim, don't disagree with the Shimon Shazuri entirely. They say it's Midrabanan that requires Shchita. It's once it's moved around, once the animal is now on the ground, walking on its own feet, and so on, it becomes Ton Shchita Midrabanan. Why? It says Rashi, the Osi Lachalufe Lechol Behemel Shchita. Because once it's around, and I'm going to go ahead and go out to my farm and find this ben pakur, and I'm going to go ahead and shoot it, okay, or whatever they do, you know, to kill it some other way through shechita. What will people think? Oh, you don't need shechita by animals. Look, he took this animal, he didn't shecht it, and he's a rabbi, so it must be okay. Right, again, what's that? That's marasayim. Right, it's a marasayim problem. It's going to look like that's what Rashi says in Chulin Ayin Hamad Beis. You don't ask the hifris. That's the shita of Shem Shazuri is making all the way. The Chachamim don't go that far. The Chachamim say no. If it's inside, you find it inside the mother and you want to eat the meat right away, then okay, then the shechita of the mother counts, no problem. But once this animal has now walked around and looks like and acts like and smells like a regular animal, so then we have Gzeirat Rabbanan, a din of Maris Ayin, because it's going to look funny. If you take this animal, and, you know, 5 years later, you're going to take this animal and you're going to prepare the meat without shechita. So people think you don't need shechita. That's the concern of the Chacham. It's a Maris Ayin problem. Okay. Again, when it's inside the mother, we don't have that. You understand it's a difference, right? You understand that you're taking the inject in the mother, now you're taking all the different parts out to have meat, so the fetus in there too. Okay, that's not going to lead you to think you don't need shechita. You can see there the fetus is part of the mother, but once it goes out, it becomes part of the farm animal. So then it looks like a regular animal. So it's a problem in our science. So need shechita with rabbanon. Good. Yep, that's the din. So. And that's how the Rambam paskins Perek Hay, Halacha Yud Gimel, a little different. We'll see some of the Rambam. Perek Hay, Vilchus Macholas, also Halacha Yud Gimel. Hashoche Behema Meuberes, Umotzo Boshlil, Bein Chai, Bein Meis, Hareze Mutter Bachila. Okay? Shlil is more when it's the younger fetus, right? You found it, then it's Mutter Bachila. When it's alive, then it's Mutter Bachila. But Halacha Yud Dal, Motzo Boberchai. He writes, "Afal pi shehu ben tisha chadoshim dvorim, ve'efshe shiicha eino tzar shchita el shchitas imo mitaraso." Okay, it doesn't need shchita. Okay, the shchita of the mother takes care of it. But in hifris al gabei karka tzarech shchita. The Rambam doesn't specify that it's only the rabbanon. You see that? Now, as we said, according to the Chachamim, the shchita of the rabbanon. Even the Midaraisa wouldn't need shechita either because the shechita of the mother is mitar. The Rambam just says tzar shechita. Okay, so again, the Magid Mishnah there, Perkei Alach Yudalad, points out Motzav Orchai. Okay, passing like the Chacham, he says Maskana de Gemara de Rabbi Ashi Sfila de Ein Halacha Kav Shimon Shazuri. Okay, we conclude the Gemara that the Halacha is not like Kav Shimon Shazuri, who said what the Amar Bechorish Besar Afilo Ben Hei Shalom Shechita on Shuto, but he adds. Okay, the Magid Mishnah adds, he thinks probably that's what the Rambam means. You could argue, I'm not going to disagree, you could argue the Rambam would hold not, because let's bear in mind that the Gemara never said Marasayim. The Gemara here never mentioned Marasayim. Rashi did. You know, even Rashi used the word Marasayim. Rashi said there in 36, right, on Ayin Hamid Beis, the Oasla Hifris. Rashi says, in the avoided the use of the word Marasayim, the Gemara also didn't say Marasayim, neither is the Rambam. Okay, so it's noteworthy. But for the time being, we'll assume that everything, that's what it's about. It's a problem, Marasayim. Certainly, that's what my commission says. Okay, this whole shechita of the animal that grew up, and the animal longer inside the mother, it grew up, but it was Aga of the mother shechita, the shechita of the mother, shechita of the mother works for the animal too, even years later. But we said, midarabonah, we require regular shechita because of Marasayim. All right, if you look in Hilchos Shechita, Siman Yud Gimel, Siv Beis, okay, Shulchan Aruch rules, Shochet is the beginning of your day. They said, when we were in Smith, we had a lot of Hilchos Shechita also. So it says, Shochet is a behem of a nimtza ksheir. Okay, regularly then you found that an animal is kosher, motzaba, uber, and it was a proper kosher shechita, no problem, everything's good, nimsek sher, umotzaba, uber, ben chai, ben meis, I'm sorry, you found an uber 8 months, okay, whether they're living or dead, o ben tes meis, mutter, bachila, ben oton shechita. That's a mechaber paskins, right? You find whatever you find inside is mutter, if it's dead, you know, even if it's young, meaning it hasn't had its full gestation. So then it's, even if it's alive, but it's still mutter, agav, the shechita of the mother, doesn't need the shechita. But we matza ben tes chai, im hifris agave karka, ton shechita. Okay, if it, like we said, because Marasayim, im hifris agave karka, if it already walked around on its own, then it's going to need shechita because Marasayim, is an important addition, aval shar trefus eno oso oso. Okay, but we can leave that out for a second. If it never came out of the mother, you just shechted the mother, you found this thing inside, now you want to eat that right away and cut that up together with the rest of the meat, that's allowed because it was never hifris agave karka, and there's no marasayim problem. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Yerodei from the Gimel Siv Beis. This issue of shar trefus is important because what we're saying is on this funny animal, Okay, since it was already considered to be shechted, so all the treifas also, it's like chelev, you know, the treifas have to be in certain places. Well, this animal is considered in some way to be agav the mother, so therefore the treifas don't apply. So that's why somebody came up with a chap to have a ben pakur farm. You heard about this?
Kind of, somebody told me about
that. Yeah. Okay, some fellow in Australia thinks the Shem didn't like it, we'll see at the end. But Ben Pakua for me. Well, not the first of all, you won't have to shecht. Okay, of all the animals, there are these Ben Pakuas. You make a farm. And as we'll see later, the status of Ben Pakua is passed on from.
You have to shecht in the Rabbanon, right?
Say it again?
You have to shecht in
the Rabbanon, right. Okay, but. Right. But wouldn't all the other treifas wouldn't apply. That's the idea. So, this person had this idea. Because it says over here, all the shot trip was in also. All right. So, anyway, we'll come back to that at the end because we'll see there are other issues. But anyway, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And both the Shach and the Taz there in Simeon Gimel say, what's the issue? The Shach and Sukkot and Dalit. Again, you know, you mix up a lot of animals. That's the standard assumption that it is a Marasayan issue. The Taz mentions Marasayan, Beferish, it's a cotton dalit. Ton Shkita, Mishu Marasayan. Okay, Marasayan. The Asa Chuva Hema Gemur. Now, then he says, we discuss a little bit. Again, we're not learning it now, but just as we see, the Taz over there, it's in the Gimel Sukkot and Dalin. In other words, the whole thing was only Xera, you know, Marisayan. So what happens if you killed it without B'dievet? L'chatchil, it requires Shkita, we agree. But what about B'dievet? That's an interesting question that Taz talks about a little bit. At the end, he says, he concludes that maybe B'dievet ain't no l'hach, but less of B'dievet. Okay, they don't have to be machmer. The whole thing was only a Marisayan question. So therefore, B'dievet, it would happen to me. Okay, that's an interesting discussion of Taz. Okay. Now, as far as this other issue is concerned, in terms of other parts of the animal being mutter. So there's another sugya in chul on the same daf, ayin dalam base. The Tanya says, gid ha-nosha noig b'shlil. Okay, that does apply to the vlad. Okay, meaning the ben pakur. B'chel bo also, but chelib is also, dira meir. Yehuda omer, eino noig b'shlil b'chel mutter. So no, even gid ha-nosha. Again, gid ha-nosha is only in the mother animal and that certain, what do you call it, that certain nerve, right? That's it. That's that gid, and also chelov's motor. And Amar Beloza, Amar Bosha, Machlokas, Beben Teschav, Halakar Mele, Shitasu, Hurl, Shitasu. Okay, this is the question. Is the Vlad, to what extent is the Vlad an extension of the mother? Rabbi Meir said, remember back in the Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah, on the 28th, the opinion of Rabbi Meir was that it requires, if it's Ben Tishachai, it requires Shitas, and therefore he says, Gira Nosha applies and the Chelev also applies. Right? I mean, because he, Remeir, so she, that's what Beloz is saying. The Meir so she toss up. But Remeir doesn't have this whole cool of Ben Prakul. You need to look back in 28, right? Shokhar is Rehem, Motza Ben Shmona Chai, Omeis, Ben Tisha, Meis, Korofan, but Motza Ben Tisha Chai, Ton Shchita. It's its own, it's a whole new animal. It's its own animal. So therefore, what also applies? Gira Nosha applies, Chelev applies. And the Chachamim disagree. Yehuda is like the Chachamim, right? That according to him, the Vlad is an extension of the mother. Okay, so therefore, the Gid is not, according to Yehuda, the Gid is not in the right place. Okay, the Chelev is in the right place. Therefore, it's Mutter. All right? And that's what Rashi explains. 43, right? The Halach Armel Shitasa, the Mashal of Behemel, and then Shitak. The Meir considers it its own Behemel. Okay? And we have a further discussion. Again, I'm going a little off the field just to give you a clear picture of the whole thing. Okay, the Gemara later, the Mishnah, talks about Kisei Adam. Okay, would Kisei Adam apply? Okay, so again, if you don't know, B'shul B'chav Mutar, all right, it's the same general idea. All right, so we're going to Kisei Adam also, if it's a Chaya, obviously. Okay, now, in Hilchos Machlos Asuas, the Rambam, Paskins, and Perek Zayin, Alocha Gimel, Hashochet behema, umotzo boshlil. You shecht an animal and you found the vlad inside. Kol chelba mutar. Vafilu mitzvah chayim neishuk ever mimenu. this animal inside, the fetus inside, is simply considered an aver of the mother, and therefore whatever chelav is in there is mutter, chelav is 100% mutter. Okay, but v'im shalma lo chadash motzuchai af mishlo v'rizka v'karka v'enetzor shchita chelbo oser. Okay, the Rambam says, but if it's completely developed, fully developed, it has full months of this gestation, okay, and it was not here for Zalga Bekarka, and it doesn't need Shechita, the Chelav is also Chayavon of Koris. Chelav is Mamash, also Chayavon of Koris, like any other thing, okay, and I got a rhyme of questions. So the Magid Mishnah simply points out that the Rambam seems to split, because he agreed, and we kind of, the way we presented in the Gemara, and the way Rashi learned it, the Shechitas line up, right? If you hold that it doesn't need Shechita, then it's also the Chelav is Mutter and Gerasha is Mutter. If you hold that it does need Shechita, then the Chelav is also the Gerasha. So the Rambam seems to split, because he says it doesn't need Shechita, but the Chelav is still also. All right, so the Magid Mishnah again talks about that, okay? And he says, no, the whole Sugi is learning Shechita, Shunita B'Shechita Zimo, but it's Lav Dafka, the same thing. All right, that's a question. And even though Roshi said his way, okay, Roshi seemed to link the two, but the Rambam learns it more differently. It says it's not the conclusion of Allah. Okay. Shulchan Aruch, 48, in Hilchas Chelev, in some of Altsin Beis, he paskins the other way. He paskins the standard way where the Gemara before. Hashochet is a behema, umotza, Hashochet is a behema, umotza ba'uber ben shmoner ben tisha ben chayim, it's chelbo begirim mutter. Again, we agree that if it wasn't fully developed or it was dead inside the mother, it never became, that wasn't alive, then of course, it's only considered an extension of the mother, and therefore all the chelev and all the gid and everything is also. Okay, but that's that. But if it was ben tisha, it was already fully developed, then it's mutter. But dafka hifris agave karka, avo hifris agave karka also. All right, so the Shulchan Aruch seems to line them up. The yesh omrim, that's the Rambam. Yesh omrim, shim shomol chadosh motzuchai afo pishal hifris agave karka chelbo oser. In other words, the first part of the Chagra seems like not like the Rambam, right? He says if the hifris agave karka, then it's also, but if lo ifris agave karka, so then it doesn't need shechita even drop on him, and all the chelav and the gid and everything is going to be mutter. And the Rambam says no. He says even if it wasn't ifris agave karka, the chelav is still also, and so on. So that's he quotes both opinions. Usually when the mechaber often, I mean more in Orachaim than the Yeridei, but the mechaber when he quotes to, as you know, right, the mechaber writes in the Shagdam and the Beis Yosef, he writes that he's going to paskin whatever the dispute, he's going to see what the robe is among the, what he considers to be the three major poskim among the Rishonim, right, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. And I'll go best two out of three. All right, it's slanted in favor of the Sfardim, right, because you have the Rif and the Rambam. But Chabu was a Sfardim, so that's what he considered to be. And then the Ramah tells you the Matosis and then the Rosh and so on, Ashkenazi poskim, Rashi and Tosis. Anyway, but be that as it may, but very often the Mechaber will paskin one way, but in deference to the Rambam, he'll quote that Shita as a Yesh Omer. That's what happens over here. Okay. Again, the Taz of Ranbeis mentions Hifris Agave Karka, then it's also because of Marasayan, and so on. The Chelev is also it's Marasayan also because of just like a Nitzchita, Midu Abonon. Now, one other point before we tie all this together, all right? The Gemara there in that same Sugan Chul, it's all Ayin Hamid Beis, Ayin Dal Ayin Hay. Omer Rasharsha, Ladibra Omer Choshon Zera, Ben Pakua, Habo Al Behema Ma'al Yisom. What if you have a Ben Pakua, and it mates with a regular Behema, and has a Vlad? So it says, Havlad Ein Lo Tarkona. He cannot eat, it's never going to be able to be kosher. Havlad Ein Lo Tarkona. Okay. And Amar Chanina, Halakha B'Shem Shizuri, Vachena B'Shem Shizuri, Mate B'Bno Ben B'No Atzov Kol Adoro. So let's see what's going on over here. Rashi explains. All right, L'Dibre Omer Etzek L'Shit of Chananya, fine. Okay. Ein Lo Takona. Why is Ein Lo Takona? So what happened here? Again, you have a Ben Pakua, okay, mates with a regular animal. So says Rashi, Shari Hu Kamisha Ein Lo Ela Simon Echad Mitzad Imo. All right, we know that in order to shecht an animal, so you have to shecht two simonim, the kon and the vesher, right? The windpipe, the food pipe and the windpipe, right? The trachea and the esophagus, that's has to be shechted. Those two simonim have to be cut, or at least robe or both the simonim have to be cut. Right, that's what you have to shecht. So here, this animal, this baby that was born of a union between, a mating between a ben pakua and a regular animal, Okay, regular, ordinary, born animal, not a ben pakua. So it has one simon from one of its parents. So simon sheni shochud ma'omid shein shchita ha'hagis bo. Ubehem v'chad simon lo miskashra. Okay, just one simon. This animal, this vlad, already has from one parent, so to speak. It already has the status of ben pakua, which doesn't need shchita, right? So it's already like it's already partly shechted already. All right, and it's from the point is that ben the status of ben pakua is passed down the generation, but here it's a hybrid because the ben pakua with a regular animal, so only partly was the ben pakua status passed down. So now this new animal, this baby, this calf now has partly ben pakua status, partly regular status. So it's like half shechted. Now you'll tell me, okay, good. So Rashi said behema b'chad simon miskasha. High simon of basal mitzdarf lekama. Now you can't now go ahead and shecht it and say, oh, it's mitzdarf to that. Shaina chashehi gadol mizu. Sharishon shachot mishanol. The less layer mishash. I don't want layer dalz simon afsherech. Another issue, but one of the five psulei shchita is called shehiya. What does she mean? Delay. Now, you have to shecht the animal in one, the two simonim, the trachea and esophagus, or the kama mesh have to be shechted in one fell swoop. Okay, you can't shecht one and come back a half hour later and shecht the other one. That's one of the psulei shchita called shehiya, you know, from Shabbos shehiya, right? Delay, a time delay. So here, there's going to be a time delay because this animal, for the baby animal, the moment it was born, is already now considered half shechted. Like it had one simon shechted because it came from a ben pakua lineage. Okay, but the other side, you're not going to happen until you slice the neck, but there's a shehiya. Okay, that's why ain't no takana. So we pass like that in the Shulchan Aruch, in that same simon yud gimel, siv dalet, ben teschai. I told you there's more of a shiur kolei on this, but we'll tie it all together. Okay, it's a ben teschai, sheninta b'mei shchuta ksherim, v'godal uboal b'hema d'alma, now grew up and had mated with a regular animal, holy, osa havlad ein lo takana b'shchitim. Okay, but, so that's it, like we just said, that vlad will never be able to be kosher. You can't shecht it. Okay, it's considered half shechted already, but that's it, you can't go any further. V'boal bas pakua. However, if it had made it with, that's the guy with the farm, right? It made it with another bas pakua. You have a ben pakua with a bas pakua, a male that was born in the, you know, inside the, when they shechted the mother. So it's nitar agav shchita same. And then you have a female calf that's born the same way. So then, hare bno, ben bino atzov kaladars, come over, kulun tush, okay, ben bino atzov kaladars, they're all in the status of ben pakua. The ben pakua status is passed on. And now it's considered both. It's only one simon. In the case where there was a mate, mating between a ben pakua and a regular female animal, or a bas pakua and a regular male animal, so they only had one simon. But if it's a ben pakua, the bas pakua, in effect, this fetus had both simonim already. So therefore, it's mutter to kill it any way you want. But of course, kulam tzrichim shchita v'divrayim. You need shchita. And vein atarf is posel, but tarf is not a problem. Okay? Again, the shach simon points out to Kotnu Gimel, the case in the Shulchan Aruch is in Baal bas pakua, but he says, what did ipcha? And it doesn't matter which is the male, which is the female, right? It's not like, the lineage in Klaisel has to come from the mother, right? Or for the Shevet, it has to come from the father. Here, that doesn't matter. But in Ibrahim, the Hainu Behemu, the Alma Shabbat, Bas Bakut, the same thing. Okay, now, so bottom line, that's an overview of the laws of the Din of Ben Bakut. Okay, now we'll bring it back to our topic. With me, I didn't mean to, I don't want to spend that much time on it. It's interesting to know, and we'll see how it relates to what we're talking about. One other hara. There is a statement in Hagos Ashri in Chulin Perak Dalet Siman Hey. Okay, where Rabbeinu Behuda as Memagenza as Samaisu Itzu Shchita Bevirsa Gavikarka Mechen Kasvir Mishpira Rabbi Shmaya Kiba Merabba Rolezer Ben Rabbeinu Mishulam Shoshira Gon Avi Rabbi Gon also Beis Masim. You know, he had a tradition again about the Ben Pakua that it requires Shchita Rabbanan. It requires shchita mirabbanan if it's like avikarka, but he had a tradition going back to Shuragon who allowed two things, two kulas. I'll go such few quotes here, two kulas going back to Shuragon. One is levashal hayayin chatchil im shoso yorod kachavim. What do we call that? Yayin mebushal. Okay, yayin mebushal. All right, we have a din that wine which is handled by a non-Jew is not considered to be kosher, but if it's mebushal, it's okay. Right? I mean, that's the famous Hetter Yarmush, and that they pasteurize it and so on and so forth. So, temperature, whatever it is. But many wines today that people have in the house are Mabushal. I guess the connoisseurs don't like it, can taste the difference. Can you? I don't know. People say you can taste the difference. I'm certainly not a connoisseur. But I think the standard small bottles, let's say Kerem, the standard small bottles of Rose Malaga or whatever, that's why are usually Mabushal. But the fat bottles aren't the right. It says that.
You like 1.5 liter?
I think the 1.5 liters. Is that the thinner one, right?
The regular wine bottles 750
milliliters. I'm sorry, the 750 is Mabushal, and the 1.5 is not. I think it says you have to look. I mean, if it's okay, you have to look. I mean, sometimes it's okay. You have a housekeeper. You have this, or they're serving in a wedding, whatever. Or they're serving Mabushal. So anyway, this is one of the sources from the Heter that Hita Levasha and Chatil is Tosin or Kachav. That's one. Okay, it's not a topic. I'm just interested to know that that's where one of the sources where it comes from. The guy Mabushal is okay, even if he had the right going. Two, Begam B'nei Pakuz Hayulo V'lo Shachar Echer Mehem. Okay, he had a couple of Ben Pakuz and he didn't shecht either one of them. He just Elohim Yishneim B'kupitz Ben Karneim. Okay, he knocked them in the head. That's how he killed them. Not with a kupitz and axes. He knocked them in the head. He killed them that way. V'achilem B'chupo. Now, it's all strange because I thought we said the Hifisak Abekarka requires Shkita in the Iranian. So listen to what he said. Listen to what he said. Aim Misham Raya Lahatta Bel Shkita. The shiny Hossam the Chupahava. There were a lot of people there. And it created what we might call today a buzz. Everybody knew that there was Ben Pakur. There was no Marisayan issue because it was known to the Oilam that is a. Remember, we talked a little after this is going to be an important point. When today, as I said before, when they serve ice cream or moderate cream at the end of a wedding, so if everybody knows, right, it's so well known, then Marisayan is eliminated. Okay, that's what comes out. I mean, it says it was a chuppah. But to me, Inchi, and everybody was, everyone was buzzing about it. It was such a stunning thing that everyone was talking about it, so nobody was going to be misled. Okay, and quotes arrived from the Gemara. Okay, and it says, Kol Yotze Olav Shuben Pakur, Velo Osi Lechufi. It's not going to mislead anybody because it was a cold. It was a buzz about it. That's what the language used today. Okay? That's the hacker. All right, so that'll be important. So keep that in the back of your head. Now, what's interesting in all of this is, but other than that, certainly if the animal was in the corral for the next 5 years, so who knows that it's a Ben Pakur, not a Ben Pakur. See, better, even if the farmer knows, it's going to be misleading. Okay? Unless you put a big sign out. That again, this guy said they've been Pakur farm, so they'll all be Ben Pakur, so we don't know. All right, so the bottom line, that's why it could be that even Shkita Rabbanu wouldn't be necessary on this Ben Pakur farm. If everybody knows that this is a Ben Pakur farm, so, and that could be helpful in countries where even today they're starting up with Shkita and have in the past, and someplace there, the Shkita is inhumane. That's what they claim. I'm not sure. When I was a rabbi when I was in high school, they say that the shechita is the most humane way of killing an animal. The question is that your opinion or the cow's opinion? I don't know how to measure it. It's like we have to go to the surgery room while it's on the doctor. Oh, this is a simple procedure. Yeah, for him, it's a simple procedure. But for me, I have to recover for a few weeks, right? So it's always difficult to assess that. But in any event, in places where they're starting up with shechita, it is an eyeball to have Ben Pakur farming onto the shechita, maybe, if everybody knows about it. That's as important that goes as free. But getting back more to Nogir Arinian after this more general overview. So Kiveger has a kasha there and there and there's some new gimel on that sif base. We agree that it's ton shchita. Once hifrisak abekarka, it's ton shchita because of marasayan, right? So answer the Kiveger, what about a brocha? You make a brocha. Ulingan have brocha. Okay. So he quotes the Tuas Shor in the name of Tuas Hashbal. The Mavarchan, make a brocha. Okay, that's an interesting question. Because only a din in marasayan. One could argue that it just did not prevent confusion. Okay, agreed, we have to shecht it. What about the bracha? All right, so he quotes the Chuas Hashbon Barachim. Then he says, Ulam b'chuas b'samim rosh from Reish Pegimel because of the Ein L'barach. So he quotes some achlokas. Now, let me just digress for a moment regarding the nature of a bracha by shechit altogether. I mean, shechit in general has a bracha. And the people wonder about that. In Hilchus Shechita, Siman Aleph, towards the end, the long taz about it. What kind of bracha? Why is there brichas a mitzvah? There's no mitzvah to shecht, is there? If you want to have meat, right? But let's say I don't want to have meat. If I want to have meat, I have to shecht. Can you say asher kiddush shalom? It's always on al shechita, right? It's not exactly a mitzvah like put on film, read a matzah, right? That's it, huh? Say it again. Covering the blood is a mitzvah once you already have it there, you know what I'm saying? But here, the question, and that's a big tumult about the
Shechita. Because,
Yeah, and a Hanami. But I'm saying, but now there's blood here, so now you can say, I got to cover it. But is there a mitzvah of Shechita? That's a question, a mitzvah of Shechita. I mean, so that's a big discussion about Bracha. The Taz talks about it, I think it's in Yedzayan. I mean, I'm saying it's quite in Yedzayan. It's Siman Aleph, so it's the end of Siman Aleph. And here in Yerid, so he has other things. For example, Trumas and Maishas, right? There's a mitzvah. We all agree, but you make a bracha, Asher Kiddush Shalom, but I don't have a field. There's no mitzvah, right? And where do we take that, okay? Or, other mitzvah. He says sometimes that certain brachas are not really brachas and mitzvah, even though they have the text, Asher Kiddush Shalom, Tzav Tzivano, but it's really begetter brachas Shevach Oido. Okay, usually the three categories of brachas, right? There's brachas hananin, and there's brachas shevach hodah, and there's brachas hamitzvah. Right? The Rambam says at the very beginning of those brachas, and those are the three categories of brachas, brachas hamitzvah. Usually, the telltale sign of brachas hamitzvah is the inclusion of the phrase asher kiddush shalom tzav tzivon. Right? There's no asher kiddush shalom. I need bread. You don't have to eat bread. If I eat bread, I have to make hamotzi. Right? I hear thunder, I have to make a bracha. Brachas shevach hodah. Brachas hamitzvah usually has the phrase asher kiddush shalom tzav tzivon. But the Taz points out there's some exceptions to that rule. And it's a bracha shevach hodah. It has the phrase asher kiddush shalom tzav tzivon. Praise the HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us an opportunity to do a mitzvah, even though it's not obligatory, in effect. So he mentions the Trumas and Maisos. He mentions, I think, the second bracha by Bris, Balachniso Bibriso Shal Avraham Avinu. Right, we're reading this last week about Bris, and this week also the Yitzhak, right? So when do we, it's a strange thing. The mole makes a bracha, Asher Kiddush Shalom Tzivon Ala Milu. Okay, fine, that's the Maisa Mitzvah. Now the father says, well, what's that bracha? When do we ever have two Asher Kiddush Shalom Tzivon Tzivon brachas on one mitzvah? We don't. Okay, usually sometimes we have a shekhinah, then a shekhinah or something, or a motzi, a birchas hanen, and then you have alach l'smatzah, a birchas hamitzah, fine. But you usually have two, a shekhinah, and some shekhinah, who's on the same act. So some say one is on the mila, one is on the priya, there's different answers to that question. Some say the bracha of the shekhinah, and some alach nisa, but research on Ramah Mila is not a bracha on a mitzvah, but it's a shevach hodah. It's a shevach that we're now lachniso, the child is now in the bris, bris of Avraham, and so on. That's what Taz seems to say over there. It's a birchas shevach hodah. It says the same thing with regards to the birchas erusin. What's a funny bracha, right? Because it's a bracha asher kiddushon of it's the osalam as arusos, v'hitilan sanasos, not about a wedding, right? A birchas erusin. So what kind of bracha is that also? And is there a mitzvah altogether? I don't agree. The Rambam counts, getting married, erusin. To marry one day, he counts it as a separate mitzvah. But I don't agree with that. Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs says like that. But and in the Chassidus also, he says the mitzvah. But I don't agree. The Rosh at least implies, not a big discussion with somebody once about it. The Rosh in the first paragraph of Ksubas, on Simeon Beis, thinks it's like a hechsher mitzvah. The problem is mitzvahs have children. And the proper way to have children is through marriage. Theoretically, you can have children without marriage, right? Obviously, but Pelegish or whatever. But the proper, so, but it's not an independent mitzvah. Now, according to the Rambam, there's no question about the Birchas HaErusin. It's a regular Birchas HaMitzvah, because there's a mitzvah, good. But according to the Rambam, who should recite that mitzvah? Not the rabbi, the boy, have a lot of chassanas. Who recites the bracha, the so-called Masada Kedusha? The father, the grandfather, the rabbi, whoever, right, says that Mechubin Masada Kedusha, right? What do you mean? How's he saying the bracha? He's not getting married tonight. Right? And if you look at the Rambam Hilchos Ishus, in the end of the third parak, he writes, the chassan should make the bracha, like by any other mitzvah. He's the one performing the mitzvah, so he's the one who should say the bracha. Pashas, yeah.
Is it possible
if
the chassan didn't know how to make a bracha, would it be once somebody else makes a bracha?
So actually, the Beis Shmuel, the beginning of Ebenezer, says, not at the beginning of Ebenezer, but in Ebenezer, on the simon of the Birchas HaErusin, says that really it's the chassan's bracha, but a lot of times you have a chosen that doesn't know or he's not comfortable. You know, for example, we have such a thing by Bikur. Remember, there's a certain text you have to read. There was Mikur Bikur in the beginning of Parashat Yisrael, right? When a person brings, the farmer brings his fruit to Yerushalayim, so he has to say a certain text, right? The beginning of Parashat Yisrael, Arami Ovidavi, and the whole thing. And the Gemara tells us that the Helna Hamalka made a big golden placard which had these words up there. But they were farmers who were simple Jews who were not so comfortable reading Hebrew. And they were embarrassed. You know, they're embarrassed. They're going to stumble over the words and so on. So what happened? They stopped coming. So therefore, they made a takana that the Kohen will always read the Pesukim. For everybody, Kadesh or Levayesh, it's Mishen Yoteh. Not to embarrass somebody who doesn't know, right? And it doesn't matter who you are now. You could be fluent and you could be a professor of Hebrew at YU, and they still have to have the Kohen read it. Be the chief rabbi. The Kohen still has to read it, no matter who. Kadesh or Levayesh, it's Mishen Yoteh. So the same thing the Bishmol says over here. You have a chosen, he's nervous enough as it is that day. I mean, I you know, sometimes chassanim, just a phrase, all right, Mekudesh Levitabazo, Kadash Meshav Yisrael, you know, they have it on a card, and then the chassan trips over it. I've seen it, you know, because you're very nervous, and everything's being filmed to make it worse, right? So it's like his bar mitzvah said all over again. So he's, you know, nervous. It's normal. Sometimes people are nervous. You know, that's why, you know, I once heard this as a joke, but then I actually saw it with my own eyes and heard it when he was at a wedding. The rabbi was saying the words. He said to the chassan, Hare, Hare, At, At, Mekudesh. And then he said, you don't want to say Lee. So he said, say Lee. Okay. So the chassan said, say Lee. He didn't understand. And then the rabbi said, no, you say Lee. He said, no, you say Lee. Let's start over again. It's an old joke, but I actually was at a chassan once. Many, many years ago, I actually saw that happen. Okay. So, okay, that was if someone didn't really know much. But I mean, even fine B'nai Torah, you get flustered, you know, it's in front of everybody and the videographer is there. And, you know. Okay. So, therefore, the Bishmul says that Kadesh HaLevayesh, you have always the rabbi or somebody else makes the bracha. Right? Somebody else, even though it's really the chassan's bracha. The rabbi says that the chassan makes the bracha. We don't do it like that. But others give a whole different teretz altogether. They said, no, it's not the chassan's bracha anymore, it's everyone else's bracha. It's a bircha shevet hodah on the occasion, on the mitzvah. So therefore, the rabbi, the uncle, whoever it is, can say it. The rabbi can say it. Because it's a bircha shevet hodah. Okay, but anyway, we're getting back to our issue. That's a nice shmuz you can say over the shevet hodah. Anyway, Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks over here, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks over here, do you make the bracha on shechting this ben pakua? Good. Hifres agave karka, sabidarbonin, it's a rechiv bracha because of Marasai. Would you make a bracha? So he calls him a chok, because in the Rashbo, and there was some in Rosh. Some in Rosh is a sefer which attributed to the Rosh. Okay, it's allegedly a collection of tshuvas from the Rosh called Besamim Rosh. The word Besamim in Gematria is 392, it has 392 tshuvas in there and so on and so forth. Okay, so machok is Rashbo and the Rosh. Most people assume that this Pesom Rosh was a forgery in that it was not for the Rosh. Whoever put it together was Dabar Chacham, but I guess he felt it would sell better if it was attributed to the Rosh. I wrote a commentary on it, and it seems that it's not the Rosh. I printed in 56. I mentioned the other day the Sefer Shem HaGedolim. The Chidor, the Shem HaGedolim. So this is a Marachat Svar, Oz Beis, Kukhav Zayim, number Kukhav Zayim, Pesom Rosh. So he writes, Atta Mikrov, Nifa Sefer Zeber Berlin, and it has 392 chapters in it, and that's Besamim and Gematria 392, and Rosh, she was Harosh, and so on. But he says, and he's mefakrik about it, and he writes, Voshma Chare Kol Rosh Gadol. I heard a big tumult about this sefer. Yesh Bezeh Tzatz Dvarim Zorim. Has some strange halachas there, which does not seem to be attributable to the Rosh. Okay, some strange dinim there. And therefore, they will say, neither Chido says you can learn from it, but don't be so much on Allah. It's certainly not from the Rosh. That's what he talked about. I think I mentioned that one place. Chassam Sofer refers to it as the sacred Kizrei HaRosh, Chav Zayin, Kol Adam Kozev, a lie, the falsehoods of the Rosh. And then they fixed it in the more modern edition of Shuvah. That's a printing mistake. It must be Kizrei. No, he meant Kizrei. It was a pun. But anyway, so that's the sacred Besom and Rosh. Okay, but Kibbe Egan quotes it here. And, you know, it's funny, but Kibbe Egan quotes it here. So I heard from a certain Talmud Chacham. Yeah, but Kibbe Egan was able to figure out which things the Rosh would have said. So if we quoted the ones he believes the Rosh could have said. All right, anyway, but okay, that's in the Besom and Rosh. The Rosh Bo, though, the Shuvah 57, There's Chuvas. He was it. Hodam a robber. Okay. I had a different case of Chachamim obligated something that had to do there with Aparshas Chala, but it's relevant to us in the second line. Okay, it says Chuva Kol Shehitzriku Chachamim LaHafrish. Oh, and at the end of the Shaila, Chen Adom LaZekiben Pakua, right? He says Chuva. Look at the end of 57. Kol Shehitzriku Chachamim LaHafrish Olishkan Me'ezet Tam Shavro Mitzusu Dereim Vi Al Mitzusu Dereim Baruchem. I mean, says the Rashba, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. I was because of Maris. Who cares? What do I care what they're motivating back to it? Okay, once they said you have to sheshecht, it's acceptable with a prophet like any other mitzvah d'rabbanan. Right? So we, like, that's the sugya by Chanukah, right? I mean, how do we know you have to listen? How do you have to make brachos in the Chanukah, right? Bechem Sivan so, Shal Vichay Gecha, and Lo Soser, whatever it is, but we make brachos on the Rabbanans. So the Rashba writes. So this is no different. It's a Rashba, it's a Rabbanan. Rabbanan made it clear that after the point of Hifris HaKabe Karka, then you have to go ahead and shech this animal. So good, so it requires Shechita, Midrabbanan, good, but it requires a prophet. That's the, right, that is the that's the Rashba. All right, now again, the question is, you could make a distinction and say, well, our one or a second, something a real takana, then they say make a bracha, but something is only because of Marasai, maybe weaker, but that's not what the Rashba says. But we see something that apparently this wasn't completely consistent. This rule that you always make a bracha on Rabbanan, no matter what their motivation was, doesn't seem to always be clear because of a sugya by Chanukah. Okay, and Chav Gimel, we're not within social yom of Chanukah, but all right. So a little more, right? But then the Gemara says in Shabbos, Chav Gimel Aleph, the Chanukah sugyas, right? Omer Avuna, Chotzer Sheyesh Lo Shnei Psachim. You have your house's position that has two different doors. Okay, so Tzricha Shtei Neiros. Okay. Stay neighbors. Rashi explains 59 Chav Kimon Aleph and Shabbos. Chotzer Sheyesh Lo Shnei Psachim Sheyesh Lo Bayis Shnei Psachim Psuchim Lo Chotzer. Right, this house happens to have two entries on different sides of the Chotzer. Okay, so it's a Tzricha Shnei Neiros Ner Lachol Pesel. And we're not talking here about Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin. Right, in other words, however many you light. Okay, and whatever your sheet is, and these are two menorahs. In other words, one on each door. Okay. And now, what's the reason? So Rashi explains, okay, because you'll be casting suspicions. Okay, someone will think that there's two different owners in this house. It's just there. Right, usually I have two different doors, so one belongs to one party, one belongs to a different party. So some passerby is going to see, someone walking through this chutzah is going to see, over here there's a Chanukah menorah, over here there isn't. They're going to suspect that somebody's not lighting Chanukah menorah. That's what Rashi says. Now the Gemara elaborates. The Gemara says, again, back in 15, Chotzesh, Yeshua Shnei Pesachim, Tzichus Shnei Neiros, and the Gemara says, Amarava, or Yomarava, or Amarava, Lo Amar, Elam Shtei Ruchos. They're only talking about when the doorways were from different directions. Okay, Amaruch, Achaz, Lo Tzarech. Okay, I mean, if it's all from the same way, so more as my time or why. Ilay Meshum Chashoda. If you're talking about Chashoda, the concern of Chashoda, right, suspicion, Chashoda man, Ilay Meshum Amla, Fidu Baruch Achaz, family boy. What do you mean? If you're worried about a passerby, so what's the difference? If one door's here, one door's in the back. Even if two doors are here, but it looks like two different entries, so even if it's on the same Ruach, what's the difference? Okay, and I Chashoda Ben Masa, and if you're worried about the people in the neighborhood who know that only one person lives here. Right, they're not going to be misled. Oh, there's two different doors. Yeah, this guy's got two front doors. Okay, that's how they built the house. What they call it sometimes, for mother, daughter, whatever, to have another door for someone else's entry, but it's the same house. Okay, so he says, the neighbor, B'nai Mosa means the people of that town, they know Rashi, so Yodim Shein Chaluk. They know it's not split the two different owners. Okay, if you hold the concern, I'll go back in a second. Like Mishtei Ruchas, Rashi, Echad B'Tzof, Echad B'Mizrach. Okay, one is on the north side, one on the east side. So a guy walking past the north side will see a door. He'll see no Chanukah candles lit this. He'll realize, he'll think that the guy that's living in the house is not being the kind of mitzvah in their Chanukah. He won't realize that on the other side, the eastern side, there's already a menorah lit. Okay, so the Gemara says, one second, if it's Chashod Da'almo, Rashi, B'nei Ir Acheres Ha'ogum Mishom B'Shul, people from another area, not from that neighborhood, don't know who lives there, they're just passing by that area. So then, I feel more Chachas, now he's swearing to change Shabbai, he's called Mitovo. Maybe he's got split inside, two different owners. And Ir Chashod B'nei Mosa, Rashi, She'yodim She'yodim Cholok. So then, I feel him as Deiruch, it's not really the boy. They'll know the people in the neighborhood know that this guy's got a back door and a front door. So what's the problem? So Gemara answers, all mishum chashad neimasa. Zinin the machlof ibahai below chalof ibahai. Okay, Barmina ki hechad ibahai pischa odlik. Pischa damin odlik. Gemara concludes that not that way. Okay, the Gemara says why there's a chilek. We'll learn that. We'll learn hechas chanukah. The question that the Ran deals with in 60, the Ran on the Rif there in Shabbos, at Yud Aleph Mubav, the page of the Rif in Shabbos. Okay, so you have to light in two sides. Amar Huna Chotzer Sheishul Shnei Pesachim Sheishul Bayis Shnei Pesachim Pesuchim Chotzer Tzvicha Shtei Neiros Neir Lechol Pesach Mishtei Ruchos. Okay, from Farshina B'Gemara the Hainu Tamishu Chashod Evdei Moso. Okay, the Zimn and the Chalfi B'Hav Lo Chalfi B'Hav. They'll pass by one side, the other they'll say that the guy didn't light. But that's the concern. Because the people in the neighborhood know, but they only pass by one of the doors. Like, oh, Rabbi Yaakov didn't light. Didn't realize that he lived on the other side, even though they knew it was only one owner. But the concern is they'll pass by one side and think that just like over here, he didn't light over there. Okay, again, whatever the concern is. But bottom line, what's his concern? Chashoda. Yeah. So the Ran adds, but the Kevin Shayna Madlik El Mishum Chashoda, Lo Mivorech El Achakis. The Ran says, you don't make the bracha of Lahadik Meshul Chanukah in both places. That far we don't go. Right? Now, the Ran says, yeah, you better light on the other side because someone passing by the first side will think, oh, the owner of this house didn't light. They won't realize he lived on the other side. I'm not worried that he thought that some other people lived there. I know who lives there. I know the Cohens live there. Good. But I see he didn't light. So he probably didn't light on the other side either. What's going on? That's a chashod issue, right? So, but talk to Ran, you don't make a bracha. You only make a bracha on one side. Yeah. Right? Good. Whichever one first, I don't know. Whichever side. Okay. The Rambam Hilchas Chanukah Parakalafiyut Chotzei Sheishlo Shtei Pesachim Shtei Ruchos Tzuka Shtei Neiros. And again, Shtei Neiros doesn't mean two menorahs. How many light? Mahadim, whatever it is. Okay. Shalo Yomru Ha'ovrim. So the passersby won't say Lo Iniach Ner Chanukah. There's only one side where people walking by will see. There may be two doors, but everyone knows that it's only one house. So if it's lit in one place, I don't have to light the second one because the passersby know that I lit, they see it. Right? Okay. Shulchan Aruch rules, Sim Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, Hilchos Chanukah, Baruch Haim Sim Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, Simches, 62. He writes, Chotzo Sheisho Shnei Psochem, Shnei Ruchos, Tzorach Lahadnik Mishtein Ne'achashad. Im Shnei Psochem Ruach Echad, okay, Dailo Mechamah, the Ramo adds, and we're all adds based on the Ram. Be madlik b'shnei psochem eino mevorach rach b'echad. That's how the Ramon paskins. Okay, they're in some tough race. I don't know if you light in two different places. Eino mevorach rach b'echad. U'v'sheni madlik below bracha. Okay, then the Ramon adds, okay, miu b'zman hazeh, shekulam madlikin b'fni mamesh. Nowadays, we're all light indoors anyway, and there's no hekel l'b'nei rishu z'rab anyhow. So afili yesh l'chot to l'bayis harbe psochem l'harbe ruchos eino madlikin l'pam achat b'fnim. Okay, that's a side point. Ramon says for us today, the Iker pursuing nieces in the house, right? So, you're not doing it for the B'nai Rishu Rav anyway, so you don't have to have this whole concern. Okay, but the Ramon says when you did have the concern, it was lighting indoors. It was lighting in two places, one of them lighting outdoors, lighting in one place is a bracha, not the other place. So that's how he paskins. Now, the Pri Chodesh, and that during your day, in Yud Gimel, in Sivkot and Hay, all right? He says, one second, he discussed this issue, even though we saw the Rashba said, the Rashba said by Ben Pakua about to make a bracha, right? Again, back in 57, the Chuvas Rashba Chelik Alison and Topkuf Chafei. Rashba wrote, Kol Shetricha Chacham Lahafer Sholishom Ezetam Shomru, Mitzvah Sodirem, Huba Mitzvah Sodirem, Bracha. So that's what the Pri Chodesh says over there also. Mashman again, Vada, now he may not have had the Chuvas Rashba accessible, but he writes, Mashman Vada Shivarcha Shkita, the Mitzvah Dabonaro, Adabonaro Achinen. And then he writes, I did have Rashba, because he quotes a different Rashba. He quotes a different Rashba. Okay, I didn't quote that Chuva. I may not have had that Chuva. Oh, no, he did. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. He does have it. Okay, good. So it's like the Rashba. Now, the only thing is, he now connects it to the Sugyan by Mamadlikin and Shabbos Kaf Chof Gimel. And he concludes that guess what? If you light in the second place, you should also make a bracha. Why? To the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said the same thing. Right?
Sure,
no? Yeah, go ahead.
Because by the Shkita, there's no, I don't know two Shkitas, but one Shkita. One is a Shkita, so they make one bracha, but the Rabbanan, period. They didn't have a Zechana, though.
Okay, so similar. So let's say good. So I think that, but that's not the Bichar. Let's read the Bichar. The Bichar says you should light. You should light, make the bracha. Hold the thought for 2 seconds. Udalo kidem mashma dibe haran beperkum medlikim. Gabi chotzei shemshem because the cave and chain on madlik elam shulchan shadol on mevorak al chadpi. So velesa the cave and rabbanon tzarich lahadlik afal gav shul tzrichol hadlik elam shulchan shadol on mitzvah rabbanim mechayv ruchele. So clearly the Bichar holds. And it makes it certain. I said, it's a din rabbanon. So the rabbanon said, light over here, light over here. So I'll make a bracha, whatever I like. Right? But, I mean, you know, there's a whole question. We who do the mahadrim, minimum mahadrim, you know, that's a question. Why does everyone make someone bracha? Why does Ashkenazim? Right? Why does everyone make someone bracha? You know, you're literary, right? So, okay, so, but that's what Picharu says. So what's your chilek? There's only one din. Okay, with the placing over there, it's in your gimel. Okay, it's in Kotan Dalad. There's in your gimel. It's in Kotan Dalad. He quotes this to his Harshbo, and he quotes the Pichadish, the Mefak Beik on the Ran, and he says, I think the Pichadish is right. Ain't any Domal Araya. The Shom Mishum Chashoda, the Hacha Mishum Marisayan. There's a difference in Chashoda and Marisayan. Okay, Maris, if they instituted something like Maris Ayin, from that point of view, the dinner you do make a bracha. Maris Ayin was simply the motivating factor behind the Rabbanan's decision to institute this law. But Sof was a regular takona. At the end of the day, it was a takona de Rabbanan, so you have to make a bracha. Mashiach came by Chashoda. Okay, Rabbanan didn't make a takona. There's the takona of the Hadlok, because there was Hanukkah, and this guy did it. Then they said, you know, it's going to look funny, right? So they're like, that's what we were saying, right? They look funny, so light the other candle. Okay, but that's not enough. That's a weaker takona. By Marisayan, that's simply the reason. It's not. It was the reason behind they mentioned it, okay? But it's a regular din de Rabbanan. And Maris, it's a regular din de Rabbanan. So carries with it all the din de Rabbanan, which includes making a bracha. Mashenu kena chashoda, it's not the institute, light Hanukkah candles, there's a problem here, it's going to look funny, so lighting it. He says, and in our simon here, Pei Zion, in our simon here, near there, the place is Kotan Zion, bring it all home to our discussion. Okay, basically, we can now understand the Rambam. Rekiv Eger had the question of the Ramo, right? Why was Ramo so lenient when it came to the Rabbanon, right? He said, when Bsar Oaf in Cholov Shkedim, okay, it's a Drab, you don't need any kind of heker whatsoever. It's completely mutter because Bsar Oaf in regular Cholov is only Drabbanon, right? Bsar Oaf in regular Cholov is only Drabbanon. So Bsar, yet by Dam, Rekiv Eger said, you should have made the Dam Shabish is also Drabbanon, and then should need the Kaskasim. We don't know if it does or doesn't. We don't need that chilek by Dam Shabishul. That was part of his question, right? And then also the hecker by Dam had to be stronger. It had to be mamish, it was organic. It was inside as opposed to just putting something next to it, right? So says the place, I mean, it doesn't exactly say anything with it. We can say like this, by Bsar Oaf Bichalov, what is that? Okay. That's a chasha. That's a chasha. Bsar Oaf by in Cholov Shkedim. Okay, well, huh? So what's that? Now we're saying a little differently. Maybe this approach is different. Okay, Bsar Oaf. Maybe it's by Nisa Doraisa, we have to be more concerned with chasha. I'm not saying about a brocha. There's no brocha involved. We're just defining the concern. Yeah, right. That's the concern. Okay, that somebody could be concerned that it's real chalav. You're eating bsar b'hem chalav. So the Rambam says there you better have a hecker. Okay, you better have a hecker. Okay, but it doesn't have to be that strong a hecker to be next to it. And when the whole dindor is only dindor bottom is in the first place, we're not as worried, right? But by dam dogim. Okay, dam dogim is mutter. Right, the dam dog in the Torah says it's mutter. The Rabbanan made a gzera. Al Tzmar Isayin, don't drink dam dogim because it'll mislead people. There was no gzera here. We don't find a gzera here, but don't eat bisar oaf and shkedim. It's a lighter concern, right? They didn't make a gzera, don't eat bisar. They made a gzera, don't eat bisar oaf with regular chalav. But there's no gzera. We don't find any ruling to Rabbanan, don't eat bisar oaf with chalav shkedim. Huh? It's more like a chshada, right? We're concerned that somebody's going to see. Okay, so now, if the concern, you're only violating the Rabbanan, says that more, I don't care about that. Okay, a guy's going to say, concern, he's eating bizarre oaf. We don't have to go so far. And even when it's a bizarre behemoth, any type of even a lighter hecker is enough to eliminate the problem. But by dam dogim, okay, dam dogim, the chachamim asr, drinking dam dogim, the motivating factor behind it was the concern of Marisayim. But once they answered it, so that's more. Then even Drabbanan, even Dam Shabishal, no, you still have to have a hecker. And the hecker has to be a stronger hecker. You follow what I'm saying? That's what kind of the place he suggests over here. Okay? The place here in Simpei Zion, Simkot and Zion. He quotes Achorim Tomlin about Marisayim. Well, why did the Rambam say there's no Maaser sign by the Rabbanan? There is a Maaser sign. So he says, but generally he says, Ein l'dam zeh zebanan zeh bezeh. But he says, by dam dogim is dam. It is dam. Okay? And therefore it's understood. The Torah was matir is dam, and now the Rabbanan asked it. But it really is dam. This isn't chalav. Chalav shkedim is not chalav. That's the place he emphasizes. Chalav shkedim is not chalav. What's the concern? Someone's going to say it looks like chalav. What smells like chalav? So they're going to miss the sled. Here, huh? Right. That's exactly the point. That's the chalav. Okay, the place doesn't mention chalakim. But you hear what I'm saying? And it's not my chalav. But that's the point. The point is that the place he says here in Aaron 7, he says that dam dogim is dam. Happens to you, the Torah said it's okay. So Abana said, no, it's not okay because it's Marisai. Right. But by Psar, by Chol Shkedim, that's what he says. He says, or we'll see in the next Simdalit, Chol of Isha, that is Chol of. That's different. Chol of Isha is Chol of. He says, but Abba Chol of Shkedim, Otto Chol of, it's not. But I said it the first day, Min Priu, Umashku, it's the fruit of it's the juice of a fruit. Okay, it's just a rakhol marehu kein chol. Okay, so then we call it, to borrow a term, karabalosh and mushal chol. We call it cholov because it looks like cholov and it smells like cholov. Okay, so then we call it cholov. Avu bishvizeh lo yikare beemes cholov. Atunidimom pe marisayin. It's not really marisayin. It's a here the chiluk. He's saying it's in the realm of chashada. It's not a real marisayin. It's not milk. Okay, for example, he said, would we say that? You know, wine, which is a dark red, we're going to ask it because it looks like blood. No, it's not. That's what he said. The Bayituvim should tell Kamara Dam. Okay, even though it may look like blood. And therefore, at the end, he says, Moshe Visarosa Emes, to the Ramah. Ramah's right. That's why the Ramah is not so concerned. Ramah says, A, it only applies when dealing with the Raisa. Okay, the far fetched, the Psar Oaf to begin with, in real Chol Chol Drabah. Now you're going to have a Chashoda that this guy's eating Psar Oaf in. You know, in Chol, because it looks like Chol, that far we don't go. And number two, the other concern of placing the hecker not organically, but it's like right next to it, those are good enough because you've removed it. That's it. And if we said Moshe HaMazarism, the Ramo's right. Okay, against the objections that, I mean, he doesn't talk about Kinega, but I mean, obviously a little before, but I mean, those objections are taken care of. So, you know, so we drop with Dam, though, okay, with Dam, Dam is different. Dam. That fish blood is blood. Happens to be the Torah allows it. And our opponent came along and said, no, what was their motivation? Marisayim. Whatever their motivation was, but they answered Dam Dogim. We don't find they have an answer Cholov Shkedim Alt Cholov. You follow Chilik? So based on that Chilik. So that's also what the Reshept objected to the this Ben Perkufam, because also there's different types of Chashod. It's not automatically the same, you know. But anyway, we'll go with that now. But that's the sugya. So now, you know, we'll come around and we'll understand where Marisayim works with where it doesn't apply, you know, in terms of ice cream and power of ice cream and power of creamers and so on and so forth. So we'll apply this. But that's the issue. So again, the place he kind of alludes to it, but that's how, again, his key point, Cholov Shkedim is not Cholov. We call it Cholov. It's like I said the other day, I think the dairy industry objects to, they don't like the fact that they call it milk. Because it's not milk. It looks like milk. It's the color of milk, maybe the texture of milk and so on. That doesn't make it milk. So then the only concern is a chashod, you know, which is different than Marisayim. It's a, you know, it's an important sugya, just to pull it all together and see how it applies here. And again, the place he hears is here in our siman. You know, and therefore he says that the Rambam was right. When with only Drabon at the beginning, you don't have to be as worried. And even when it's a Daraisa, so you can have a quote unquote a lighter or not as stringent or not as demonstrative kind of a hacker. Okay, we'll stop over here.